Welcome back. Chapter 4, Inductors and Capacitors. There are 50 questions in this chapter. Number 1. How many microfarads is 1 million picofarads? 1 microfarad. Number 2. An inductance of 10,000 microhenries may be stated correctly as 10 millihenries. Number 3. If two equal value capacitors are connected in parallel, what is their total capacitance? Twice the value of one capacitor. Number 4. If two equal value inductors are connected in series, what is their total inductance? Twice the value of one inductor. Number 5. If two equal value capacitors are connected in series, what is their total capacitance? Half the value of either capacitor. Number 6. If two equal value inductors are connected in parallel, what is their total inductance? Half the value of one inductor. Number 7. What determines the inductance of a coil? The core material, the core diameter, the length of the coil, and the number of turns of wire used to wind around the coil. Number 8. A 100% efficient transformer has a turns ratio of 1 to 5. If the secondary current is 50 milliamps, the primary current is 0.25 amps. Number 9. Which series of combination of capacitors would best replace a faulty 10 microfarad capacitor? 2 20 microfarad capacitors. Number 10. 10. To replace a faulty 10 millihenry choke, you could use 2 5 millihenry chokes in series. 11. The reactance of capacitors increases as AC frequency decreases. 12. How does a capacitor react to AC? As the frequency applied AC increases, the reactance decreases. 13. If two equal value capacitors are connected in parallel, what is their capacitance? Twice the value of either capacitor. 14. In general, the resistance of inductors increases with increasing AC frequency. 15. The capacitive reactance of a 25 microfarad capacitor connected to a 60 Hz line is 106.1 ohms. 16. The total capacitance of two or more capacitors in series is always less than the smallest capacitor. 17. If no load is attached to the secondary winding of a transformer, what is the current in the primary winding called? Magnetizing current. 18. Capacitive reactance decreases as frequency increases. Number 19. In inductances, AC may be opposed by both resistance of winding wire and reactance due to inductive effect. The term which includes resistance and reactance is impedance. 20. How does a coil react to AC? As the frequency of the applied AC increases, the reactance increases. 21. Inductive reactance may be increased by an increase in the applied frequency. 22. Three 15 microfarad capacitors are wired in series. The total capacitance of this arrangement is 5 microfarads. 23. What determines the capacitance of a capacitor? The material between the plates, the area on one side of the plate, the number of plates, and the spacing between the plates. Number 24. In a mains power transformer, the primary winding has 250 turns, and the secondary has 500. If the input voltage is 110 volts, the likely secondary voltage is 220 volts. Number 25. The voltage induced in a conductor moving in a magnetic field is at a maximum when the movement is perpendicular to the lines of the force. 26. The strength of the magnetic field around a conductor in air is directly proportional to the current in the conductor. 27. A transformer has 240 volt primary that draws a current of 250 milliamps from the main supply. Assuming no losses, what current will be available from a 12 volt secondary? 5 amps. 28. The fact that energy transfer from primary to secondary windings in a power transformer is not perfect is indicated by warm ion laminations. 29. A transformer operates at 6.3 volt 2 amp light bulb from its secondary winding. The power consumed by the primary winding is approximately 13 watts. 30. Maximum induced voltage in a coil occurs when current is going through its greatest rate of change. 31. Resonance is the condition that exists when inductive reactance and capacitive reactance are equal. 32. In a series resonance circuit at resonance, the circuit has low impedance. 33. A coil and airspace capacitor are arranged to form a resonant circuit. The resonant frequency will remain the same if we add a resistor to the circuit. 34. When a parallel coil capacitor combination is supplied with AC of different frequencies, there will be one frequency where the impedance will be the highest. This is the resonant frequency. 35. Resonance is an electrical property used to describe the frequency characteristic of a coil and capacitor circuit. 36. A tuned circuit is formed from two basic components. These are inductors and capacitors. 37. Resonance circuits in a receiver are used to select signal frequencies. 38. When a series LCR circuit is tuned to the frequency of the source, the line current reaches maximum. 39. Parallel tuned circuits offer very high impedance at resonance. 40. Resonance is the condition that exists when inductive reactance and capacitive reactance are equal and opposite in sign. 41. In a parallel resonance circuit at resonance, the circuit has high impedance. 42. What property allows a coil wound on a ferrite coil to mitigate or reduce the effects of an offending radio signal? High reactance at radio frequencies. 43. What property allows an RF capacitor to have little effect on an audio signal? High reactance at low frequencies. 44. What property allows an RF choke coil to have little effect on signals meant to pass through the coil? Low reactance at low frequencies. 45. When will a power source deliver maximum output to the load? When the impedance of the load is equal to the impedance of the source. 46. What happens when the impedance of an electrical load is equal to the internal impedance of the power source? The source delivers maximum power to the load. 47. Why is impedance matching important? so the source can deliver maximum power to the load. 48. To obtain efficient power transmission from a transmitter to an antenna requires matching of impedances. 49. To obtain efficient transfer of power from a transmitter to an antenna, it is important that there is a matching of impedance. 50. The reason that an RF transmission line should be matched at the transmitter end is to transfer the maximum amount of power to the antenna.